This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the interim terminal building at the new civil enclave of Purnia Airport in Bihar a short while ago, where this domestic flight services from Purnia will commence to other parts of the country. Mr. Modi will launch development projects worth over 40,000 crore rupees in Purnia district in a short while from now. We have more from a correspondent.
The Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for railway projects worth more than 6,000 crore rupees in Bihar. He will inaugurate the newly constructed Araria-Galgalia rail line, which will strengthen rail connectivity in Simanchal region. Mr. Modi will flag off a new Vande Bharat Express between Danapur and Jogbani and also inaugurate two Amrit Bharat trains, one from Saharsa to Chehata in Amritsar and another from Jogbani to Erode. Dharmendra Kumar Rai,
The Supreme Court has refused to stay the WAF Amendment Act 2025 but put on hold certain provisions of the law. The clause requiring a person to be a practicing Muslim for 5 years before dedicating property as WAF has been stayed. The top court ruled that this clause will remain suspended until state governments frame rules to determine such conditions. Pronouncing an interim order, the top court said it has considered prima facie challenge to each of the sections and found no case was made out to stay the entire statute. Speaking to the media in Mumbai, Minister of Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju welcomed the Supreme Court verdict, describing it as a beacon of India's parliamentary democracy.
सुप्रीम कोर्ट ने वक्फ अमेंडमेंट एक्ट को पूरा सुनवाई करके जो आज ऑर्डर पास किया है मैं इसका स्वागत करता हूं। वक्फ अमेंडमेंट एक्ट में जो प्रावधान है वो संपूर्ण रूप से पूरे मुस्लिम कौम के लिए फायदा पहुंचाने वाला है और वक्फ बोर्ड के माध्यम से जो कब्जा करते थे वो भी बंद हो जाएगा और वक्फ प्रॉपर्टी से जो भी फायदा होगा वो मुस्लिम महिलाओं के लिए मुसलमानों में भी जो गरीब है उनके लिए काम आने वाला है.
Prime Minister Modi today said that Indian cities are turning into engines of growth. Mr. Modi said this in a social media post while responding to an article of Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri. Prime Minister outlined that the consistent efforts of the government is paving the way for cleaner streets, better housing, faster metros and greener cities. In the article, Mr. Puri highlighted how Prime Minister Modi has placed cities at the heart of the national development agenda, treating them not as burdens but as engines of growth and symbols of pride. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that if artificial intelligence AI is sprinting, then the regulations should also run the race equally. The minister said this while launching Niti Aayog's report on the roadmap of AI for Viksit Bharat and the Frontier Tech Repository in New Delhi today. Ms. Sitharaman cautioned about AI's rapid growth, saying that people should be conscious and not sit back on ethics. Unified Payments Interface UPI users can now make person-to-merchant PTM transactions of up to 10 lakh rupees within 24 hours with verified merchant for specified categories effective from today. The single transaction limit has also been raised for PTM transactions to 5 lakh rupees in specified categories. National Payments Corporation of India said in a circular issued last month that the limit for person-to-person P2P transfers remains unchanged at 1 lakh rupees per day. Three top Naxalites were killed in an encounter in Karandi village in Hazaribagh district of Jharkhand. This morning, the slain Naxalites include Central Committee member Sahadev Soren alias Pravesh, who carried a bounty of 1 crore rupees, Raghunath Hembrom alias Chanchal with a reward of 25 lakh rupees, and Birsen Ganju alias Ram Khelawan, who had a reward of 10 lakh rupees. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over northeast India, including Konkan, Goa, Bihar and Uttar Pradesh. In Maharashtra, heavy rain caused widespread waterlogging and traffic disruptions in several parts. In the Asia Cup cricket, the United Arab Emirates will take on Oman today in a high-stakes Group A clash at the Sheikh Zayed Stadium in Abu Dhabi. The match is set to begin at 5:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.